In 1962, Marilyn agreed to perform at JFK's 45th birthday gala in New York.
Happy birthday to you.
Marilyn's rendition lasted less than 30 seconds, but the song and the dress had just the effect she'd planned. All alone, Signia hides his body from wild animals. She is the chief's only child. According to Viking tradition, she must now save the family honor and avenge her father's slaughter. A massive task lies ahead of her. It's another beautiful morning at Ngamba Island. And before baby Easy and the other chimps are let out for breakfast, Byron is taking a few females out for a walk in the forest. It gives him an opportunity to observe how well they are integrating.
February 21st, 1973. It's almost midnight in a secluded Colorado canyon. 34-year-old Charles Anderson is running for his life. He's been shot, and his wife and stepdaughters are still in their trailer. Charles bolts through the woods to the closest house. A neighbor immediately calls for an ambulance and bravely races up to Anderson's trailer to check on Carmina, 8-year-old Paula, and 10-year-old Lisa.
This is the epaulette shark. The crew wants to film David up close to this slippery character.
Where did it go?
Well, there's one with the tail. The first one is there. Tail is there.
Just there.
Under there.
Marine biologist Professor Gillian Renshaw has been studying these sharks for 20 years. It's a basic instinct for humans to want to share their lives with animals. But for some people, the desire to live with another species can take them into a world where nature's ancient boundaries have become blurred.
It's a special relationship beyond almost anything else we have in our normal lives.
What dangerous mix of obsession, desire, and delusion causes these people to live behind closed doors with animals that have the potential to kill?
Well, this is not Black Beauty. It's not Seabiscuit either. Instead, this is the story of an underachieving horse that almost everyone had given up on. A drug addict of a jockey who had squandered away his once promising career. And a Hall of Fame trainer who to this day hasn't spoken publicly about what really happened.
Were some of these women secret presidents? FDR's advisor, Louis Howe, told Eleanor he could make her president. She said no.